You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You are watching us on band.video or infowars.com. And boy, oh boy, do I have a lot to show you today. It's going to be a good show. I guarantee it. I've got some absolutely amazing videos from everybody, from Dr. Michael Yeaton, the former Pfizer vice president. I have a video of an ER nurse that I'm going to resist playing this video every single segment, but we might watch it a few times because it's the best video I've ever seen in my entire life. And some not so great videos. I won't necessarily tease you with those, but I'm going to try to get to all of them, but I'm going to try to get to all of them in a timely manner because I also want to take your phone calls. For the past few days, it's been rather busy here at American Journal and InfoWars at large, and so we haven't been able to take as many phone calls as we normally like to, so we'll be opening up the phone lines nice and early this morning. We'll be doing the Daily Dispatch, and we'll do a little spoiler alert here for the Daily Dispatch because the first story that I will be covering is going to be Joe Biden going to the G7 summit. And, you know, the Daily Dispatch, I try not to spend too much time on it, but I could spend a whole show on just this article. It's from USA Today. Joe Biden points to G7 summit, NATO, Putin meeting as defining moment for democracy. And this whole thing is just amazing how, by reading through it, by using your laser vision, you can see exactly what's going on here. You know, it says, amongst the highlights, getting the global economy back on track in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic that's still firmly entrenched in most parts of the world. Translation there, getting back on track from the lockdown that you imposed on us, you tyrannical idiots. No less important, talking about the solidarity, multilateralism, and shared democratic values that many close European allies felt had all but vanished under former President Donald Trump's administration. It's not an exaggeration to say Trump often sowed chaos at international summits. He stormed out of the G7 summit in Canada in 2018, routinely accused NATO of leeching off of the U.S., cozied up to authoritarian leaders, and insulted the European Union. My God, he insulted the European Union? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to insult the European Union. And God knows, the European Union and people in power treated Donald Trump with nothing but respect. They never insulted him in the slightest. Of course not. But of course, the point is, yeah, Donald Trump didn't let them walk all over us, and Biden is going to let them walk all over us. He'll do the walking for them. But then, yeah, that's normally what they say, but then you read what they actually think, and it becomes apparent the reason why they're saying these things about Trump and Biden and others. They say, Bruin cited Biden's decision, so they're talking about how the afterglow of Biden's inauguration has faded and world leaders are feeling frustrated by the often detached diplomacy he's practiced over his first months in office. Bruin cited Biden's decision to push ahead with withdrawing all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th and his meek initial response to renewed fighting last month between Israelis and Palestinians on the Gaza Strip. They're like, yeah, Biden hasn't been in war enough. It's like, what are your big concerns? It's like, well, he's just not as warmongery as we would like. It's like, why do you think they hated Trump so much? What are the concerns they have with the American administrations? Well, they're not sending Americans to die on some godforsaken field in Afghanistan for the benefit of the global elite. It's very infuriating to these elite. When Trump visited the Military Alliance's headquarters in Belgium in May 2017, he did his best to harangue allies and avoid explicitly committing to Article 5. More NATO countries need to increase their military spending to meet the alliance's agreed spending targets of 2% of economic output. According to the latest NATO estimates, just 11 out of 30 countries do. So literally earlier in the article, they're like, Trump would often cause trouble and make everybody angry by demanding, haranguing that the NATO countries do more. Then like four paragraphs later, they're like, oh, by the way, Biden will be pushing on NATO allies to make sure they spend more because none of them are living up to their agreements. It's like, you hypocrites. Trump was just actually doing it. You want to complain about it, but not actually have anything done. So you love Biden. Daily Dispatch on the other side.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., They encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other, so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. It's Infowars.com, band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. Let's just get started right away, shall we? Here it is, your daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 10th of June, 2021. Joe Biden points to G7 summit NATO-Putin meeting as defining moment for democracy. You know, it's funny, some of the way these other headlines are reading is it's like Putin to meet European Biden to meet European allies and face off with Putin at the G7 summit. It's like, what do you have against Putin? Why do you want us at war with Russia? What is wrong with you? President Joe Biden spending next week in Europe participating in summits in the United Kingdom, Belgium and Switzerland as part of his first overseas trip as president and first big moment on the world stage since taking office. Amongst the highlights, getting the global economy back on track in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, a.k.a. the lockdown imposed on us by the very same people, meeting now to deal with the fallout of the thing that they did. Truly incredible. Of course, they talk about the chaos that Trump often sowed by doing outrageous things like asking the European allies to actually live up to the agreements they signed. Completely infuriating. Of course, they admit that that's also on the top of Biden's to-do list, but it's good when Biden does it. It's bad when Trump does it. The G7 leaders are also going to lean on the United States to try to encourage us to not remove ourselves and extricate the American people from overseas quagmires like the war in Afghanistan. They demand that American blood be shed while they sit pretty, not even paying a cent for it. Truly incredible. But they're all very, very happy that Trump is no longer there to actually make them live up to the agreements they make. Now they have Biden, who is a decrepit old vampire that they can push over at will. Truly incredible. Here's a great line from this article. The optics of no Trump presence in Brussels will be interesting to observe. Clearly, Europeans disliked his coercive approach and unstatesmanlike rhetoric. Yes, folks, the at least we don't have mean tweets meme is completely real. Yeah, so the entire world is falling into a technocratic despotism of total control, and the person leading the United States has a hard time remembering how to tie his shoes. But hey, at least Donald Trump isn't making them feel bad, so we can all feel good about ourselves as we collapse into hellfire. And of course, when we talk about Joe Biden preparing for the G7 summit, of course, what we mean is Jill Biden preparing for the G7 summit. As she tweets out a video, I believe, on Air Force One of her sitting behind the president's desk, prepping for the G7. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is in the other room asking his grandchildren who they are. Government watchdog finds failings, but no Trump influence in clearing of Lafayette Square. A government watchdog has determined that law enforcement agencies responsible for the clearing of protesters gathered outside the White House last summer failed to fully warn the crowd to disperse, while fractured radio communications led officers to use chemical irritants that had not been authorized. Long story short, the lie has once again been exposed. The headline from last June from ABC News, police use munitions to forcibly push back peaceful protesters for Trump church visit. Or as Kamala Harris says, Donald Trump just tear gassed peaceful protesters for a photo op. Both of these have now been determined to be blatant lies. Police did not clear the Lafayette Park area so Trump could hold the Bible photo op. Why was he holding that Bible photo op again? What was the purpose of that? Oh, yeah, that was when these peaceful protesters tried to burn down Abraham Lincoln's church. and almost succeeded. A massive fire almost consuming a historic church mere meters from the White House. And everybody was very, very mad that Donald Trump stood up to these anti-Christian, psychopathic, anti-civilization weirdos. They were very mad at that. They thought, let the church burn. I mean, heck, it was just Abraham Lincoln's favorite place to go pray. Let's burn it down and build a Black Lives Matter monument, cover with rainbow flags. That would be heroic, to be honest with you. Over 170 Houston hospital workers suspended for refusing the vaccine. They'll be fired in 2 weeks if it goes unresolved. This is Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. And the president of that hospital says, quote, "It is unfortunate that today's milestone of Houston Methodist is becoming the safest hospital in the country is being overshadowed by a few disgruntled employees." Yes, a few disgruntled employees refuse to be subject to our medical experiment. What a shame that is. I'll show you the video. The video I'm going to talk about, my favorite video of all time, has to do with a ER worker at that hospital talking about what it's like to be coerced into this. I think it's pretty amazing. 170 people, that is a lot of people. You would think a hospital would be concerned about dropping nearly 200 people from its employee roles, especially in the middle of a pandemic. But it's about getting the vaccine into your arm and crushing any resistance to that just because, you know, you won't have staff there to deal with emergencies and people may die because of that. Small price to pay when you're talking about getting the vaccine that's untested, unproven, ineffective, and experimental into the arms of your employees there. Exclusive from National File, Biden's military puts West Point cadets in solitary confinement if they refuse the COVID vaccine. Just a little bit of torturous coercion there to get you to take the vaccine. Once again, it's good for you, and if you don't take it, get in the hole. Very convincing argument. Research article in Medical Journal describes whiteness as a malignant parasitic-like condition. A research article in the last month of Journal of the American Psychoanalytic Association calls whiteness, quote, a malignant parasitic-like condition. That description, along with other language in the article, has caused public anger, and the backlash against the author was evident on social media. Oh, dear. Oh, he's receiving backlash, is he? I'm going to have to be careful how I talk about this one. The article, titled On Having Whiteness, was written by Dr. Donald Moss, a white man who is a faculty member of both New York Psychoanalytic Institute and San Francisco Center for Psychoanalysis. In other words, folks, we're just taking those bold new steps, each one further into the realm of genocide. Whiteness is a condition one first acquires and then has, a malignant, parasitic-like condition to which white people have a particular susceptibility. See, once again, it's not even about white people necessarily, it's about what whiteness represents. And to these weirdos, anti-white freaks, whiteness represents everything good in the world. And we'll get into that a little bit later. U.S. signs $1.2 billion deal for 1.7 million courses of Merck's experimental COVID-19 drugs. Just one of the many ways that we are now injecting billions of dollars, like a pipeline through the U.S. government from the American people to the pockets of pharmaceutical billionaires for their experimental and ineffective COVID vaccine, from which they have no liability should anything go wrong. We're also purchasing 500 million courses of the vaccine to give to poor African countries. 500 million courses. I don't know how much money that is, but I'm going to say a lot, and I'm going to say it's being taken from your tax dollars to give to the pharmaceutical companies to poison Africa. Thank you, government. Developer pulls the plug on the Keystone XL pipeline. It's over. It's done. Ever since he revoked the permit, there's still been attempts to continue on building this pipeline. But now the project has been terminated after a comprehensive review of its options, consulting with the government of Alberta, Canada. The company said it would coordinate with regulators, stakeholders, and indigenous groups to ensure a safe exit from the project. There you go. Remember, folks, teaching your white child that he's inherently evil, that's infrastructure. Massive oil pipelines are not infrastructure. Good, bad, bad, good. Truth is lies. Freedom is slavery. Biden to send 500 million doses of Pfizer vaccine to 100 countries over the year. Thank you, Pfizer. Ashley Babbitt's husband is suing for the name of the Capitol cop who shot her during the riot. The husband of slain Capitol rioter Ashley Babbitt is suing for records revealing the identity of the U.S. police officer who fatally shot her during the January 6th siege. Godspeed to him. The Senate Democrats are threatening to block the 2026 World Cup funds unless women's soccer team gets equal pay. How fast can we roll clip number 8?
I didn't think I'd ever need to tell you this, but I would be a bad parent if I didn't. Soccer was invented by European ladies to keep them busy while their husbands did the cooking.
Why do you have to hate what you don't understand?
I don't hate you,
again,
Mom.
I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Another report, artificial meat may feed the planet, scientists say, and they say because of overpopulation, they may start growing artificial meat in vats, and Fox News has that image of the luscious artificial meat. And then there's another report here out of the Mail Online where they talk about because of overpopulation, they may have to do this because it's also immoral to eat meat. And so this is part of the green technology economy, which again gives the scientific elite total control, where you won't be able to have your own cows or grow your own crops. Everything will be GMO, everything patented by the globalist.
That video, ladies and gentlemen, was from 2010, over a decade ago. You know, obviously, our little saying here at InfoWars is InfoWars tomorrow's news today, and often that's next year's news today, especially in the case of COVID and the lab leak theory. In some cases, as you saw there, next decade's news today. Truly incredible foresight, but it makes sense. All you have to do is look at what they're saying and what they're talking about and extrapolate that into the future, see where it goes, and say, that looks like hell. That looks like horror. We want to avoid that, so let's stop them before it ever gets there. Well, we didn't listen, and now here we are, unfortunately. But I have found often, I don't want to toot my own horn here or, buff our own shoes, but we've been doing pretty well. I've been noticing recently stuff we cover on American Journal. Literally, it's the next day that it becomes a big thing and a big story. And, I don't know how much our coverage of stuff influences that. I'm sure in some way it does, because I know the InfoWarriors out there are very good at spreading the word around and sending the information that we cover around. But it's been very gratifying in the last few weeks, especially, and a little frustrating as well, is like we cover something very extensively here in American Journal, and either later that day or the next day, suddenly all over Twitter, it's like, oh, my God, you people seen that? And it's like, well, yes, I have, actually. You should be watching the program. You should be tuning in to InfoWars.com, because I think I'm very proud of how we've been able to not miss a lot of big stories. I hope. Maybe we have. Hey, now's a good time to open up the phone lines, isn't it? 1-877-789-2539. Have we missed stories that you think we should be covering and that you would like to bring to the attention of the InfoWars audience? A lot of the stuff that we've been on the forefront of is because people have called in and told us about things that we were not previously aware. So the kudos for our meaningful success goes to all of you out there, the InfoWarriors, who have helped us in spreading the things we cover and also bringing us stuff to cover or covering it yourself and bringing it to the wider audience. So again, give us a call. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call. We'll be taking your calls throughout the program. We'll be welcoming Frank Kavanaugh in the third hour. And of course, everything we do at InfoWars is only possible because you go to InfoWarsStore.com and make purchases there. The new vitamin chain that we have come out with, the new series. And I think it's a new series. I think I can say that. We released them all at the same time. And they all have sort of these similar, really nice looking labels. It's amazing what is going on behind the scenes at InfoWars, not just the technical stuff, but I mean, this stuff just doesn't happen, right? You don't just wake up one day with the bottle, with the supplies, with the supply chain in tow, with the design, with the text on the side. I mean, every piece of this takes an immense amount of work, and we're so thankful when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us to continue to carry on this multifaceted battlefront against the globalist menace that, again, we've been facing off with, or at least, you know, we as an organization have been facing off with for 10 years or more, telling you, it's almost sad. It's like, wow, that broadcast from 11 years ago sounds just like a broadcast from today. You know, what are they, just a broken record stuck on the same thing? Yeah, globalist. It's like, well, they were the threat then. They're the threat now. They continue to be the threat. And until we face it, deal with it, and overcome the threat, yeah, we still got to be talking about the threat, especially as it accelerates and multiplies and, you know, maximizes its attack on freedom across the world. So, yeah, we're still talking about globalists because they're still on the hunt. They're still fighting as hard as they possibly can. I'm going to go to a lot of videos today of similar to what I did yesterday, showing people standing up against school boards or city councils and speaking out against their really communistic, racist onslaught against white people and others. We have a parent who grew up in Mao's China talking about how basically what she's seeing happen in today's world happened in Mao's China. It's exactly how communism was implemented there. We've got videos from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin saying some frankly hilarious things. Let's go to this now. Clip number 10. Here's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during the Pentagon's 10th annual Pride Month celebration. Here he is.
Throughout American history, LGBTQ plus citizens have fought to defend our rights and freedoms. From the founding of our nation to the Civil War, from the trenches of the two world wars to Korea and Vietnam.
Let's go ahead and pause it right there. I really wonder how many LGBTQ plus people there were in the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. I'm going to make a haphazard guess here. I'm going to say zero. I'm going to say that's just not true. I'm going to say no. There were no trans people in the Revolutionary War. There just weren't. There weren't trans people in the Civil War. No, there really weren't. I'm sorry. This is brand new. It's amazing. It's just like 1984 come to life. It has always been this way. They're trying to convince you. They will change history. Trust me. Oh, an openly gay Revolutionary War hero. Baron Friedrich von Steuben was known for his bravery and the discipline and grit he brought to the American troops. Homosexuality was always a part of the story. All right, let's see. Let's go down. Now I want to read this. Let's keep it up. I'll see this. A Prussian military man hired by George Washington to whip the Continental Army into shape during the darkest days is known for his bravery and discipline. Historians also think he might have been a homosexual and served as an openly gay man in the military at a time where sex was punished as a crime. Yes, he was an openly gay man during a time when being gay was a crime. These are the sentences that they expect you just to believe. Like, it's just nonsense. Like, they're like, yes, he was openly gay. And the reason we know that is because historians speculate that he might have been, even though it was literally a crime at the time. They're just changing history. It doesn't matter if you're gay, but it's not true. Like, you go back in time, there were no trans people. I'm sorry. There were no lesbians fighting in the Revolutionary War. I hate to break this to you, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, with your very gravitas baritone voice. Lesbians have always fought in the trenches. They freed the slaves during World War II. No, you're just historically illiterate, you weirdo. Get back to what you're good at, which is purging the military of white people and conservatives. That's what you're hired to do. So shut up and do that. Don't change history because of some weird sexual trend that we're experiencing right now.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They're a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
What role will you play in the restoration of liberty? That's the question you have to ask. And I'm going to play a video and then go to your phone calls this segment. But first, I want to talk about a comment that Alex Jones made on his show yesterday that really got me thinking. And it's such an appropriate expression. Alex Jones was saying, I'm all in. I'm all in. It's the last hand. We've anteed up. We've bet everything. Now it's time. They've gone all in. We got to either go all in or fold. Like, those are the only two options, all in or fold. And it combines with something Alex was saying a few days ago about how we're entering into a world where it's not up to you anymore. I mean, you can't avoid being all in. You can't say, I don't want to play. You're sitting at the table. Your chips are in the pile. You're playing. You're all in. And sitting across from you is the globalist sneering at you over his cards, expecting you to fold or lose. You don't have an option. This is where we are now. You take the injection or you lose your job. That's been forced upon you. That's the choice you have to make. And it's up to you whether you fold or whether you go all in. I'm all in. Everybody that works at InfoWars is all in. Because once you work at InfoWars, you're probably not getting hired many other places. That's just how it is. That's the damage that the globalists have caused to our reputation. But we know that. We're aware of that. But we're all in. Because we know what's at stake. We know what we're playing for. It's the future of humanity. And we're not playing roulette here, right? We're not throwing craps. It's not a 50-50. It's not a random chance. It's up to us. It's the cards that we hold. And we're holding a royal flush. We've got the American spirit. We've got a love of freedom and liberty, individuality, righteousness of God. I mean, we've got a full house. So it's not even that hard of a bet. But the only other option is fold, because there is no in-between. There is no, oh, I'll just let them take this little bit of my freedom. Okay, fine. I'll let them, what, separate the entire population into the vaccinated and unvaccinated and only allow the vaccinated permission to live their lives? You can't just, okay, all right, we'll do that. Sure, just that. No. You're either all in or you fold. Those are the options that we have now. And we talked about it yesterday. We'll show you more videos today. The American people are understanding that this is the situation that we're in. And it's time to put your cards on the table. It's time to show up. Because this is we're playing for the fate of humanity here, the fate of America, the fate of human freedom. And I want to play this video now. It's an ER nurse who has been suspended and will soon be fired from Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. Her, amongst 170 employees, hospital workers, who have been suspended for refusing to get the vaccine and will be fired if the situation isn't rectified by 2 weeks. Now, this woman is beautiful. Inside and out, like I can't express how amazing this woman is. I mean, to be an ER nurse alone takes incredible skill and fortitude and talent and just grit and nerve. So, you know, you're talking about some of the most impressive people in our society right now, and you're asking them to bend to the will of some corporate bureaucrat demanding that they inject an experimental vaccine into their arm. And you can tell, I mean, this woman is not necessarily influenced or pushed or compelled by some hardcore political ideology. I don't think when she talks, I mean, she doesn't sound like a politician making a rousing speech. She sounds like a normal person talking in front of local news cameras. She's a little bit nervous, but what she's expressing is the American spirit in sort of a quiet, dignified, strong way. And it's really incredible. And I want to try to get her on the show because, you'll see. Let's go here now to clip number three of this ER nurse from Houston, Texas, who has been suspended and will soon be fired from Methodist Hospital along with 170 of her coworkers for refusing to take the vaccine. Let's hear why she says she refuses.
Well, I kind of feel betrayed a little bit because we gave a lot. Oh, I know a lot. I work in the ER, so it was crazy during the whole COVID pandemic, and it's like we were short-staffed, over capacity with patients. Like, it was just a lot. And then it's like, for them to kind of do this to us, kind of like a slap in the face, or that's how I felt.
What do you hope happens after tonight? You know, what do you hope,
you know,
they hear after
tonight? I just want them to, like, not stomp on our rights as, like, individual persons. Like, we have no rights right now. I feel like they kind of bullied us into this little corner. Like, you have to do it or else you don't have a job. And it's like, this is my only source of income. So for me to do this, it was a hard decision because I was going back and forth and contemplating between doing it and then not, and then doing it and not. But I was like, once it's done, it's done. You can't take it back, and my health isn't worth it.
What was your concern, Kitty?
So I work in the ER, so they are literally bringing them over to us, like people that are having reactions. And so I just see it all day. People are coming in, shortness of breath, chest pain, and for them to tell us that it was not, or that it was safe and that it was approved and wasn't approved, it was just, I feel like you're bullied.
Are you talking about people with the vaccine and there was a good reaction?
Yes. And then the CEO was sending out messages, emails saying that it was safe and that the emergency grade use authorization was a form of approval, which is not true at all.
That's great. I think that's fantastic. I mean, it's got every, you know, this should be your average reaction to being bullied. Like, Americans should have been taught this. Like, the propaganda of America that the progressives right now are claiming is white supremacy and, you know, all this horrible stuff that must be destroyed. The propaganda that we grew up with, that I grew up with, that we used to actively, consciously install into our children was, you stand up to bullies, you will not be tyrannized, you do not allow authoritarianism to take root, and you are allowed to make your own choices, especially about your own body and your own health. And so, again, it doesn't seem like this one, you know, I can get up here and say, you know, forcing vaccinations, it's the New World Order, they're trying to force. But like in reality, on the human level, it's far simpler than that. It's, well, they're bullying us. They're backing us into a corner. And she says, I'm an ER nurse, and every day, all day, we're being filled with people who are having negative reactions to this vaccine. She's like, I'm seeing it with my own eyes. The reactions, the pain, the death, the trouble that's being caused by the vaccine. And then you're telling me I have to take it or I'm fired? No, I'm not going to be threatened. She said it was hard. I went back and forth to China, but at the end of the day, you know, for lack of a better word, I'm all in. What's done is done. Once you let them do this, they'll do it again. They'll do it again. They'll do it again. They'll do it again. They'll make you do whatever they want you to do. This is the correct reaction to being bullied, standing up against it. It's literally as simple as that. I don't know what this Houston Methodist hospital think they're going to get away with this. Like, there's going to be massive lawsuits. They're going to get sued into the ground. They're going to lose potential customers. They're going to lose investors and donations to this hospital. I know people in Houston that donate to this hospital. Not anymore. So at the end of the day, the negative consequence on the health of Houstonians or on the health of anybody that goes to this hospital, which is internationally renowned and, a place where people from Canada and Mexico and, you know, all the places in Europe that have socialist medicine, they come to Houston Methodist to get cancer treatment because it's one of the top ones in the entire world. Who knows what the negative effects will be down the line, firing a huge amount of their workforce, infuriating the other half, poisoning the ones that do remain. Who knows? It's going to be hugely negative, but it's not really about health, is it? It's not really about providing health care to the community or the world at large. No, it's about control. It's about submission. It's about them setting themselves up to be the bullies and to deny you the ability to stand up against them. So God bless this woman. Total champion. Anybody have a hospital and want to hire the best ER nurse in Texas? Because I think we just found her. And she doesn't bend to your crap either. The most amazing thing, she's just like, we see it all day, every day. People dying from this. I'm not taking it. No.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness, and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Remember, you can wake up to American Journal alerts by texting Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438. That's Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. It's more important than ever that we have an alternative means to contact you in case anything were to happen to our other modes of communication. That's always a very useful one. We just watched that video of that ER nurse explaining why she quit, saying, quote, "I don't want them to stomp on our rights. I feel like we don't have rights anymore." So she's reasserting her right and suffering for it, facing the consequences of asserting freedom in a world destined for slavery. And I want to go to Scott in South Carolina, who asks about what people in other lines of work are going to do about the idea of forced vaccinations. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You are on the air.
Hi, Harrison. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I was walking the other day, and I was thinking about truck drivers and about the fact that what are truck drivers going to do when they try to impose all of these COVID restrictions going across state lines? Are we going to see a push, a major push towards the autonomous vehicles, as Alex talked about in Endgame, where the population will be subject to unauthorization into bad zones? Will we see something like that? Or how do you think that will play out with the truck drivers and the vaccine?
Well, you know, I think the idea of interstate checkpoints, I mean, if they roll out another, deadly variant, maybe the Epsilon variant will, sweep through and cause another round of lockdowns. But it seems like they've sort of missed the window of opportunity for interstate checkpoints. They have installed them in Canada, of course. So What Canadian truck drivers are going to do, I don't know. But here in America, I don't think that is necessarily a big threat on the horizon, but definitely the threat of truckers going away is a huge threat. And actually, strangely enough, I have this story that just popped up right before I took that call. Food prices climb as trucking companies look for drivers. The shortage began before COVID-19 pandemic and is getting worse. The cost of a steak is going up because they can't find drivers. They say there's a shortage of 61,000 drivers at the end of 2019, and 97% of trucking companies say that they are short of drivers. So it seems like they are somewhat desperate for drivers, and that could go either way. You could say, well, that means we need more AI because we can't get drivers, so let's you know, just not worry about drivers. If we have AI and they're, you know, driving that way, then you don't even need drivers. Or you can say, hey, look, you know, you're the ones that need the employees. We're the employees. We can dictate the terms, and the vaccine requirement is a no-go, a non-starter, a deal-breaker. So that seems like a good thing to me. But I don't know. Maybe a good topic for our trucker call-in show that we do on the last Friday of every month. Thanks so much for the call, Scott. Let's go now to V in Oklahoma. Facebook not letting Free World News be shared. Darn it. So they've caught on to our URL, have they, V?
They have. I tried to share a video with my sister yesterday, and it blocked it, and now I'm in Facebook jail.
Oh, no. So they didn't just block it, but they blocked you because you shared it.
Yeah. And I may get suspended off Facebook, but I don't care. I would love to get banded off Facebook to, you know, to get the word out.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the shot. Last month, I was forced to take, going to be forced to take the shot, and I refused, and now I won't go back to the hospital in Oklahoma City. And it was a heart hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. But may I make a plunge?
Say that again?
May I make a plunge?
Yeah.
I got your Vista Beats.
Oh, the Vaso Beats, yeah.
Well, I have cardiovascular disease, and oh my God, I've been on it for like 4 days now, and it has made a world of difference in my leg.
Oh, that's wonderful. How's it helped you?
Well, it's taken almost all the pain away in my leg. And I've been dealing with this for 7 years and have been through tons of surgery. Every month I've been going in for surgery for my vascular. And I'm tired of going in for surgery. And now that they're trying to force a shot on people, no, I'm not taking it. I'm not taking their poison. So I wanted to find other things that would help me. And the Beats. It's so awesome. I love it.
Oh, that's great. That's very great to hear. That is very good to hear. Vaso Beats on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's great. I'm very glad to hear that we've been able to help you out, and I hope you can find a different hospital to go to, because, you know, if you've got a chronic condition that you need care for, that's unacceptable that you would be, you know, denied that because you won't take some experimental vaccine. I would not accept that, and I also wouldn't stop going to the hospital. I mean, you shouldn't, you know, kill yourself or let yourself be physically hurt because, you know, they want to enforce some vaccine on you. You got to find a different way, and I hope you do. And I'm glad that Vaso Beats is helping you out in the meantime, V.
Well, I'm a looking, and congratulations on your baby. And I watch you every day.
Well, thank you very much.
I love you guys. I really do. And on your trucker call-in,
mm-hmm.
Before you sign off, I would love to hear the trucker's prayer from
Rex
Long.
All right, I think I've been sent that before. I'll make sure to bring it up next trucker call-in show. In a couple Fridays from here. Well, thank you so much for calling in, V. Thanks so much for your support. Thank you for sharing our links at Facebook. I guess Facebook has caught on and maybe is now blocking the Free World News URL. But You know, it might be because you were sharing a video that had to do with vaccines, so it might not be the URL that they're capturing or scanning for. It might be the title of the video that was in it. So I say continue to try to share freeworld.tv and just make sure it wasn't the content of the video rather than the URL. But either way, yeah, they're censoring any truth on Facebook, and I'm glad it's not upsetting V that they're kicking her off because of it. Because why would you want to be on a place where you're not allowed to tell the truth? What a sick world Facebook is helping to create. Thanks so much for the call, V. Let's go quickly to Chuck in Utah, who wants to talk about Dr. Rashid Buttar video with doctors telling people not to vaccinate. What's this about? I haven't seen this particular video yet, Chuck.
Good morning, Harrison. God bless the United States. So Dr. Rashid Buttar, I saw a video of his in like the end of 2019 talking about Fauci and how he was working in North Carolina with the gain of function. And I kind of blew him off because, you know, you Google search him and all it comes up with is, you know, how he's just bad and, you know, conspiracist and blah, blah, blah. But throughout this whole pandemic, I've found videos every now and then of him, and everything that comes out of his mouth is spot on. And I found this video. It's called 100 Voices Strong. It's on the freedomplatform.tv website, and it's only got 366,000 views. It was made May 21st of 2020, and I think it puts it into a new perspective for people when they see 150-plus doctors, like actual physicians that treat patients, not just some director of health or our government or, you know, somebody trying to dictate what we need to do, but listening to actual physicians and doctors say, look, we're all against a vaccine for this pandemic or whatever this is that we're going through, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, we'll definitely we'll pull this video and maybe play a clip from it during the show. I'm glad you've brought it to our attention. Very interesting. So his name is Rashid Buttar, Dr. Rashid Buttar, and it's a video with 150 physicians and doctors. It looks like they're all like swearing or vowing or something, saying that they would not take the vaccine, they wouldn't recommend the vaccine, and they don't trust the vaccine. That's very, very interesting.
They talk about hydroxychloroquine and how beneficial it is. There's like three or four other drugs that are out right now that actually work that have completely been silenced.
That's the craziest thing. It's not like the medical establishment went, yeah, maybe it'll work, but maybe not. Like, but there's risks. So blah, blah. It's like, no, there were no risks. They knew that it worked, and then they made it illegal. Like, I think Ohio and a couple other states actually made it illegal to prescribe hydroxychloroquine. That is insane and is probably the major driver behind a huge number of deaths. Oh, that and the massive Black Lives Matter rally. Essentially, the Democrats have killed everybody that had COVID. Like, it's pretty much as simple as that. We'll be back on the other side.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Work of art has just sold in Italy for 15,000 euros. Want to see it? Hang on, I'll show you a picture. There you go, that's it. It's literally nothing. No, I'm not joking. Artist Salvatore Garau instructed that the sculpture must be displayed in a private home free from any obstruction in an area that's about 5 foot long by 5 foot wide. Because the piece does not exist, there are no special lighting or climate requirements. Listen to how this literal con artist described his great work. The successful outcome of the auction testifies to an irrefutable fact, comments Garau. The void is nothing but a space full of energy, and even if we empty it and nothing remains, according to Heisenberg's uncertainty principle that nothingness has a weight, it therefore has energy that condenses and transforms itself into particles. In short, in us. When I decide to exhibit an immaterial sculpture in a given space, that space will concentrate a certain quantity and density of thoughts in a precise point, creating a sculpture that from my title alone will take the most varied forms. After all, don't we give a shape to a god we have never seen? Bollocks! You know what that's called? Artistic obscurantism. Wrap it in flowery, pretentious, obscure language for two purposes. One, to intellectually intimidate people out of calling it out for what it is by suggesting their lack of understanding is their fault for being uncultured or unsophisticated. And two, to inflate its value from literally nothing to disguise the fact that it's completely worthless by suggesting it represents something transient, deep and meaningful. It doesn't. All it represents is this pompous twat smelling his own farts while taking whatever idiot shells out 15 grand for a monumental ride. And this isn't even the first time he's pulled this scam. Last month, Garau displayed another immaterial sculpture titled Buddha in Contemplation in the Piazza della Scala in Milan, near to the entrance of the Galleria d'Italia. Garau posted a video of the statue to his Instagram page. Again, it's nothing. Oh my god, so contemplative. As Dave Blount writes, in 1917, French artist Marcel Duchamp purchased a urinal and submitted it to the Society of Independent Artists as his own work of art. This is said to have changed art forever. To this day, artists continue to scam fools by retelling minor variations on Duchamp's lame joke. The effect of Moon Battery on Western art is now complete. First it insulted and debased art, e.g. Duchamp. Then it rendered art incompetent, Jackson Pollock, Jean de Buffet, William de Kooning. Now it has erased art altogether. It is likely to have a similar effect on every other aspect of civilization. How did our civilization go from this to this? How far have we fallen from the Sistine Chapel to this or this? One of which sold for $45 million and the other for $70 million. What does it say about the vacuousness of our times that 500 years after the jaw-dropping majesty of the David statue, our generation's David is a banana gaffer-taped to a wall? Does Salvatore Garau have any self-awareness? Is him cashing in on literally nothing a genuine work of comedic performance art? According to Garau, his art represents a perfect metaphor of our days. Couldn't have put it better myself.
You can share that video. Artist sells invisible sculpture that's literally nothing. Yeah, I like that he calls him a con artist. That's pretty true. Folks, modern art is what we in the news business call money laundering. That's what it is. A wealthy millionaire or billionaire funds a piece of art for, you know, some small amount of money, $10,000. Then they have an art appraiser appraise that piece of art for $50 million. Then they donate that to a museum, and then they write off $50 million on their taxes. It's money laundering. It's pretty simple. Here, I'm going to pay you tens of thousands of dollars for an invisible sculpture. Money laundering. That's all it is. They're not conning anybody. The conners are the people that are paying for it and then writing it off on their taxes or putting it off on the taxpayers. It's a total scam, 100%, no doubt. Art is falling just like everything else in the society is falling.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Second hour has begun. We'll go after your phone calls very shortly. We'll play some videos for you first. Did it yesterday. We'll keep doing it as long as Americans keep standing up. We've got American after American standing up against the critical race theory and other such nonsense being foisted upon them by an out-of-touch overclass. And it doesn't make the school boards very happy. In fact, they're desperate to shut down people standing up to them at every possible turn. Let's go to clip 16. This is a Springfield educator, parent, Brooke Henderson. Anti-white critical race theory lessons cause a student to attempt suicide. And before she can get this out, listen to the way that the school board there tries to silence her, and actually a cop comes out to drag her off the stage. Mind-blowing, but here it is.
And as an educator, it is not our job to shame kids. It is our job to lift kids up. It is not my job as an educator to take on the role of the parent. Sadly, I believe this guidance has been implemented into our classrooms, and kids are made to feel ashamed. You can say it's not in the classroom, but the truth is, it is. And we are failing our kids.
Thank you, Brooke.
The biracial child, I'm not done.
I'm telling
you. Tonight, I am here to be the voice of one child that has been impacted by COT in their school. The biracial child, according to the parent, after attending SPS, felt so bad about the being white part.
I'm allowing you to speak. Your 5 minutes is up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, you have a child in SPS that tried to commit suicide because they were white.
Time is up. Okay, we have another speaker.
John, is what she's saying true?
Yes. You're not talking amongst the board on this topic. You can address the board chair if you would like.
This is true. Public comments, and we cannot answer that. We don't have that information. So at this time, we can have someone provide that information for us later from the administration.
Isn't that incredible? She's literally trying to provide them with the information. She's sitting there going, the study that you are forcing teachers to put forward has caused a child to try to kill himself, and they're just like, shut up, your time's up, shut up. It's like, oh, you don't care that a student attempted suicide, probably in elementary school, attempted suicide directly because of the things that you are teaching him, telling him that his mother is evil or his father is evil because he's biracial, that half of him is some sort of sin, and they just they don't want to hear it. They don't want anybody else to hear it. Send the cop to go tell the lady to get off. She's literally like, no, somebody, a child tried to kill themselves. And at least one person's like, no, wait, is that actually true? And they're like, well, we don't know. We don't know if it's true, but you're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to bring it up. You can address the chair. And the chair's like, well, we don't have that information, so we can't talk about it. So you stop the person from giving you the information, and you stop anybody from asking the questions about the information, and then you continue to push the destructive, honestly, and I keep using the word, but these people are psychopathic. Like, they are psychopaths. If you're telling them, hey, what you're doing caused a child to commit suicide, and they're just like, whatever, shut up, I don't care, we're doing it anyway, you're a psychopath. They should be locked up. Here's a school board member saying, be respectful, or being told, rather, to be respectful as they are elected representatives. Go to clip 11.
Versus the current path they're headed down. Thank you for your time. Thank you, Mr. Grani. That concludes the special the visitor speaking time. So I'll turn it over to Superintendent's report.
Be respectful. You're an elected representative to represent us. This isn't about you, Mark.
You're not going to stand up here and do anything to me, asshole.
Hey,
stop!
Yeah, so this is what the collapse of America looks like, by the way. This is what the complete disintegration of all of our civil processes looks like. That's what you're seeing live on television right now, or pre-recorded on television. It's, you know, a world where, you know, it's like we used to have a world where, you know, you had the school board that was taking care of the children's education, trying to solve any issues that the parents had, and they could come up and say the issues, and the school board would consider it, and then, you know, make the changes. Now, you know, the school board is there to ideologically enforce conformity on your children towards a destructive, racist, anti-American ideology. And when the parents don't like that, they're told to sit down and shut up, and they have their mic cut off. And so this whole idea of, you know, America as a place where this type of thing happens, it's collapsing. It's falling apart. Why would you go talk to the school board if the school board doesn't respond to you, just tells you to shut up? Like, it's just a symbolic kind of ceremony they have to go through as they screw you. Like, as they turn the screws into your children's head, they occasionally have to go and get yelled at by you and then ignore you for the rest of the day. It's total collapse. Portland teacher says colleagues who don't want to teach critical race theory are like pedophiles and warn they'll be fired if they keep up old views of colonialism. See, now it's about force. Now it's about authoritarianism. Now it's about sit down and shut up. You're the peasant, and it doesn't matter what you think. This isn't America anymore. We've destroyed that. Now we're in charge. That's what's happening. And it's literal communism. And here's a woman who grew up in Mao's China explaining exactly that, and it, again, being completely ignored. Clip 18.
I've been very alarmed about what's going on in our school. You are now teaching, training our children to be social justice warriors and to loathe our country and our history. Growing up in Mao's China, all this seemed very familiar. The communist regime used the same critical theory to divide people. The only difference is they use class instead of race. During the Cultural Revolution, I witnessed students and teachers again turn against each other. We changed school names to be politically correct. We were taught to denounce our heritage. The Red Guards destroy anything that is not communist, old statues, books, and anything else. We are also encouraged to report on each other, just like the Student Equity Ambassador Program and the Bias Reporting System. This is indeed the American version of the Chinese communist, the Chinese Cultural Revolution. The critical race theory has its roots in cultural Marxism. It should have no place in our schools.
Bravo. Bravo. Yeah, a woman who was born in communist China, more American than the Americans sitting up on the school board. She understands what's going on here. Virginia mom shreds critical race theory during school board meeting. It's happening over and over and over again. God bless that woman. And again, it's not even like speculation. It's not like she's like, oh, this sounds a lot like this. She's like, no, I lived through it. I witnessed it. I saw it. And now I'm seeing it again. And it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same process. Critical race theory, tearing down of statues, burning of books, telling you that your history is evil, destroying anything and hunting anybody that doesn't conform or go along with it. We are being overtaken by communists. It's not an exaggeration. Like, I wish this was a parody. Like, I thought we beat the communists. I really grew up thinking communism was a joke. I used to make little videos with my friends in middle school, and we'd always make the bad guys communists because we thought it was hilarious. Because communism failed so laughably badly in the last century that it was a joke that anybody would actually believe it, that anybody would actually fall for it. Little did I know, this communist undercurrent was simmering under the surface the entire time, and now they have taken control of every school board, it seems. Like, what the hell is going on here? It's like, this isn't a joke anymore. We are under threat of a takeover, and our very civil liberties, like being able to go and address the people who are teaching your children, is going away. We won't have it anymore. That woman, she'll be arrested just like she would be in China.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
New study out. Journal of American Psychoanalytic Association on being Jewish. Jewishness is a condition one first acquires and then has, a malignant, parasitic-like condition to which Jews have a particular susceptibility. The condition is foundational, generating characteristic ways of being in one's body and one's mind in one world. Parasitic Jewishness renders its host's appetites voracious, insatiable, and perverse. Those deformed appetites particularly target non-Jewish people. Once established, these appetites are nearly impossible to eliminate. Effective treatment consists of a combination of psychic and socio-historical interventions. Such interventions can reasonably aim only to reshape Jewishness-infiltrated appetites, to reduce their intensity, redistribute their aims, and occasionally turn those aims towards the work of reparation. When remembered and represented, the ravages wrecked by the chronic condition can function either as a warning or a temptation. Memorialization alone, therefore, is no guarantee against regression. There is not yet a permanent cure for Judaism. There's not yet a final solution. No, I'm sorry. Go back in time. Everything I just said, just change Jew for white and Jewishness for whiteness. And that's the type of language now being published in the Journal of American Psychoanalytic Association. Sad how brainwashed the American public is that they can't see how incredibly dehumanizing and genocidal this type of language is, unless it's framed in a, you know, preconceived population as being the subject of genocide. And yet when it's say exact same things about white people, no one seems to care. Like, just don't care. Okay. All right. You just don't care. Okay. All right. Of course, you can do the same thing with blackness. Or Latinness, or any sort of thing. The fact is, it's a horrific, genocidal mindset that inspires people like Donald Moss to actually promote this horrific nonsense. And of course, it's, I believe, a peer-reviewed journal. I believe this wasn't just some guy publishing something. This was a study or a scientific endeavor that was funded by a huge number of people, that was approved by some sort of governing board, that was then reviewed by publishers of this journal. The information was double-checked by some sort of cabal of academics, and they all agree, yes, whiteness is inherently evil, and we must find a permanent cure for white people. Now, this guy, Donald Moss, is white, I presume. I think he should kill himself. I think he should kill himself. I think there's one permanent cure for this. That's to remove yourself from the situation. I'm so sorry that you're white. Kill yourself. If you feel bad about being white, you should kill yourself. Okay? It's the best thing for you and for all of us, I think, for especially all of those poor minorities that your existence is a parasite of. I think for their sake, Donald Moss should probably kill himself. That's just my opinion expressed here in this free and open country. Truly, truly incredible how despicable these people are and how everybody seems to just go along with it. Just go right along with the genocidal language of the academic overclass. Mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. I'd like to place an order. Yeah, call the suicide hotline and place an order for Donald Moss. I think it's the only right thing to do. It's the only good thing. I mean, that's a permanent cure. You can be permanently cured, Donald Moss. Let's go to William in Arkansas. Thanks for calling in, William. William, you say you're a nurse who's lost three jobs because of the mask mandate. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yes, I've lost three jobs because of the mask mandates and the attitudes of the hierarchy that just won't say no. You know, I've got 23 years in different military uniforms throughout, you know, my life. We don't need to drain the swamp. We need to bleed the swamp. You know, 3% of the people in this nation wear a uniform. The rest of you are consuming off their sacrifice. You need to get in the game. For those of you that have just tuned in the last 6 months or a year and you doubt what's going on when you listen to InfoWars about all this information being correct, you need to get on board. Yes, it's correct. All you got to do is look at history. Look at the founding of Interpol before and after World War II, right? What it cost, who founded it. It was the Nazis. It was the same people who literally managed the death camps, right? Go back to the history of the Secret Service. It was part of the Treasury Department. It was formed after Lincoln was killed. About 10 years, 12 years after the forming of the Secret Service, some detectives found out that some congressmen were counterfeiting, right? So Congress created a law that's still in existence, right, that you can't do anything that your superiors don't direct you to do. So as an independent detective of any agency out there, if you're doing an independent investigation, right, through your office, if you've not been directed to do so, and you tap on somebody's toes that don't like it, you're in trouble, right? An 85-year-old patient that hasn't had a menstrual cycle in almost 45 years, less than 2 weeks after both vaccines, you know, she's starting a menstrual cycle at 85, right? The deterioration of the mental capacity of a lot of the residents I've seen in the long-term care facilities, within a week or so, you see a definite decay in their mental capacity to react, to be inspired. Their energy is just down. Some of them, a simple little bitty injection hurt for 2 or 3 weeks in their arms, right? If you say anything, you're gone, right? Mm. Have you ever even heard of the phrase that a patient has a right to fall? Now, this is legal. This is under nursing guidelines. They've taken all the bed rails off the patients, off beds, right? Every day, every nurse out there in a long-term care facility has a patient roll off on the floor because there's no bed rail to grab a hold of, because that's considered as confining and imprisoning your patient, right? And you think about, you send a 6-7-year-old kid across the street, look both ways, you'll fall, you'll skin your knee, right? It hurts if you fall. But they're telling us by law, by mandate, that we take down the bed rails, we allow these patients to fall out of bed, right? It's unreal what's going on. This has been going on for years, right? I could go on and on and on, right? I met Alex Jones when he was about 19. I've got about 12 years on him. He's been in this game his whole life, right? I came out of a courtroom, and he was giving some political information with a friend of his back during the Lyndon LaRouche days, and you saw what they did to Lyndon LaRouche, right? And I told the gentleman and Alex, said, we need to go back here and hang these crooks. This is all just part of a globalist, dictatorial, totalitarian attitude that is slowly taking control of our government. Right? And this was in the 90s.
Right.
Early 90s, maybe late 80s. Right? Alex has been in this game for his whole life. This is not a sales object to sell medicines and stuff. The man's smart enough, he can make a lot more money doing something else besides selling vitamins to all you people out there that, you know, don't know how to work and get in the sun and lose energy by, you know, real work. You need Viagra? If you're 45, if you can't see your toes when you're standing at the urinal, maybe the problem is your belly.
Hey, our supplements are only for the healthiest of people to make them even more healthy. We're not selling Viagra here. That's chemical hogwash. But I really appreciate the call, William. A lot of really great information in that. I had to just let you keep going. We could go for an hour on every one of the topics that William just brought up. I think all in all, what you're seeing is a taking over of the entire medical industry by a bureaucratic system of total control that makes decisions on a completely arbitrary basis, and yet you have to follow it or you'll be fired. And that's just the way it is now. Welcome to post-America.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S.,
They encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other, so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is going to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're going straight out to your phone calls. Remember, you support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of products, the vitamin D3, the whole food multivitamin, and the vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips. These are all three brand new products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off, or buy all three and get 40% off the entire bunch. These are actually gummies, which I think are the first gummies we've ever come out with, but that's the vitamin D3 with calcium in a lemon flavor. And of course, we have the new Fizzy Magnesium drink mix. It tastes like orange soda and makes your cells work good. So try it out. It's very delicious and very good for you, and available now at InfoWarsStore.com. It helps keep us on the air and indeed goes to fund everything that we do here at InfoWars in our unending crusade against the globalist menace. Let's go back out to the phone calls. Alan calls all the way from Japan. He's a retired vet, and he wants to talk about the American Navy being forced to take the vaccination. Thank you so much for calling in, Alan.
Oh, thank you guys for taking my call. Yeah, so usually I go to the base once in a while, and recently I had a few discussions with some of the military members there, and I asked them if they were forced to take the vaccine. They told me they weren't forced to take it. They were told it was optional. But the catch of what they're doing is these captains of these commands are basically using their liberty and forcing them with their liberty as a way to put peer pressure on them to get the vaccine, and they end up taking the vaccine.
How do you mean they use their liberty? Like their leave time, you mean?
They'll threaten to curtail their time off work, and they use it for the whole command. So people get upset for those who don't take it. You know, it just adds to the peer pressure.
Okay, because you're not getting vaxxed, I'm not being able to go and stretch my legs and walk around outside of base.
Yeah, that's what they're basically telling them. And it's sad. It's illegal.
Yeah.
But they're doing it anyway. And that's one of the things, you know, when you guys start hearing about this, you're going to hear from the military side, oh, no, we're not forcing them. It's optional, but they're not telling you the whole story. It's not optional. They're putting peer pressure on every one of these service members.
Yeah, that's some serious peer pressure. That's some, like, dangerous peer pressure. I mean, clearly you don't have as many rights when you're in the Army as you do outside of it, but that doesn't mean that they can force you to take some sort of experimental, non-approved vaccine and essentially punish you for refusing to do so. It's like, no, we're not. Like, what do they think forced means? They think literally means like strapping you down and injecting you with a needle. Like, yeah, that is one form of forcing, but telling you that you'll be fired from your job, that's forcing you to do it, or you lose your livelihood.
Right.
Like, that's not, it's not optional at that point.
And I'm pretty sure it's against the Geneva Convention. I know you guys have talked about this before.
The Nuremberg Code, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, I'm going to tell you about living here in Japan, you know, here in Japan, 99% of the population here, they wear masks. They've been wearing masks since the beginning.
Right.
And yet, every day here in Tokyo, on the news, you'll see 300 to 500 cases of positive COVID-19 test results. Well, I went and got my antibody test done here, and I spoke to the doctor, and I said, you know, please be honest and tell me the truth. What cycle rate is the Japanese government forcing you to use on these PCR tests? Okay, are you ready for this?
Mm.
40 to 47 cycles.
When anything above 30 is completely unreliable.
And that's what Kerry Mullis said, the guy who created the PCR test. 40 to 47 cycles. It's no wonder they got it. It hasn't ended. You know, we have the Olympics coming up next month here, and there's been a big push from leftists, in particular leftists, to shut it down. And you can see the whole bogusness of it all now. I mean, you know, I know you guys have talked about the recent Rockefeller papers that came out from 2010.
Yeah,
it talked about in detail how this was going to happen. So, yeah, all this stuff, yeah, it bothers me as a veteran because, you know, like when I was in the military, it was during the time when we were forced to take the anthrax shots.
Right.
And it was and you were literally forced. I remember the guys who didn't take the anthrax shots. They were sent to captain's mass. They were reduced in rank and they were kicked out of the military.
Right. And so, it was all just leading up and paving the road for what they're doing now. Now it's.
Yeah.
Incredibly, incredibly troubling. And of course, yeah, you know, even though it's now out and acknowledged, we've been reporting on it for a very long time, but now they're, you know, mainstream media is reporting, yeah, the PCR cycles are unreliable, especially at that higher rate, and yet they're still being used. The studies have come out showing masks don't help. Those are still being enforced. The lockdowns have been thoroughly studied and thoroughly debunked, and they're still being enforced. So it's this amazing cult-like mentality that they've been able to enforce worldwide, where it's like, when they order you to do something, you do it automatically without thinking, without questioning. You then, like, force other people to do it. And then they're like, okay, you don't have to do that anymore. And the people are like, no, I still have to. I still have to do it. I'm still going to do this forever. It's insane. It's insanity. It's a cult-like mentality that you cannot explain.
And I think I want people to understand, too, you know, the military members, and I was in the same boat. I ended up taking the anthrax shot, you know. You have this, I don't know, it's a confusing time because you're like, hey, listen, I'm doing the military because I love my country and I want to serve my country. And then you're in the situation where it's like, you know what, am I patriotic if I don't take this shot? What's going to happen? They don't want to take that chance. They don't want to lose their livelihood.
Right.
And they don't want to be kicked out of the military. That's a bad thing. You know, if you get kicked out of the military, for most people, that's a disgrace.
It is, absolutely.
So it puts them in a bad situation, and it's unfortunate. But again, going back to the Japanese government, I have no doubt. Just to let you guys know, Japan has not really locked down.
Right.
That's one thing they did right. They didn't lock down. I get on the train to go to work, and trust me, it's packed. I mean, it's full. So they didn't lock down, and I think some of that is the fact that they want the Olympics. And they were trying to avoid all this stuff. But again, you know, we're in Japan, I don't know if you guys know this, but we have over 50,000 people over the age of 100 here.
Right.
It's the most anywhere. And I'm not seeing thousands and thousands of deaths from elderly here.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally all a scam, my friend. It's literally all a complete giant hoax and con. I thank you so much for the call, Alan. I want to get one more in before the end of the segment here. Let's go to who's been on the longest. Patrick in New Jersey. Fauci and Gates, a part of the Nuremberg 2.0. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How's your son doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you.
Good. I just asked that because I wanted to apologize because the last time we spoke, I forgot to mention to you while it's still available that the Super Silver Wound Gel is a cure-all for a diaper rash. But
okay, nice. Yeah. I'll take that into mind.
I actually tried to order you one, but they were out of stock already.
Okay, well, I appreciate
it. So, I voted for Trump in 2016, voted for Trump in 2020, but I'm starting to think Trump is not as smart as we all thought he was because I'm starting to think 1 + 1 = 2. Why would they throw Gates, you know, and Fauci under the bus? And we do want these Nuremberg 2.0 trials. We do want people, you know, held responsible and liable. But Trump is still pushing warp speed. So he is just as liable, correct me if I'm wrong, as, you know, Fauci and Gates, unless he says that he was tricked and he decides to denounce all this.
I really don't know why he keeps pushing the vaccine. I mean, he wants credit for it. You know, yeah, I don't think he's stupid, but I think his worldview is pretty easily understandable. And I think it's, you know, he sees everybody raving about the vaccines. He sees things opening up again and everybody giving credit to the vaccine. And he's like, why won't you give credit to me? You know, you're celebrating this thing that I did. Why won't you give me credit? I mean, it makes sense if you believe that it's a good thing. I guess he does. And I think a lot of people, Republicans do believe that. So, yeah, I don't know. We've got another caller that wants to talk about Trump, Greg in Arizona. We'll give him a chance to speak his mind as well on the other side when we come back from this quick commercial break. But, yeah, thank you, Patrick. I agree with you, and I appreciate the call. Trump is, he surrounded himself with people that are sycophantic while at the same time stabbing him in the back. It's truly incredible. I can show you some videos today of talking about Jared Kushner preventing Trump from getting on Gab. And the reason we haven't been able to hear from Trump in the last 4 months is because the people he surrounded himself with. And that's a fact.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. My enemies are your enemies.
They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of the human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh my gosh, still so much to cover. In the third hour, Frank Kavanaugh will be joining me, and we'll be continuing to take your calls. I'll try to get to more calls this segment. I just want to, do you see the amount of paper I have on my desk right now? Do you see the number of stories that I have to cover today? I mean, every single one of these is either outrageous or hilarious. This one, monkey statue to be given an explanatory label to prevent offending people following Black Lives Matter protests. That is the most offensive thing I can possibly imagine. It's like, can you imagine like your black friend coming over and being like, and you being like, hey, look, I got this new statue of a monkey. Oh, but it's not you. What did you just say? It's like, no, I just felt like, you know, having a statue of a monkey and you're black. It's like, you know, I don't want to offend. It's like, that is so offensive. What the hell is wrong with you? So, yes, there's literally a statue of a monkey. And the the woke English people are like, oh, we better put a sign pointing out that we're not talking about black people here. It's like, okay, that's the racist thing, actually. That one right there, what you just said, that was the racist thing. Statue of a monkey, not racist. It's like the same thing when people got mad that there was a black kid wearing a shirt that said, like, coolest monkey in the jungle. And same type of thing. Like, what, you imagine this, you know, photographer who's taking pictures for, you know, whatever, Old Navy or whatever the company was, like, when he, you know, he's taking a picture of a little white kid wearing a shirt, and he's like, oh, you're great, you look good. And then the little black king comes up, and he's like, ooh, monkey, oh, I don't know. I mean, you're black, so do we really want to do this? It's like, It's not just that they're creating things to be offended by. The things they're creating to be offended by are the actual offensive things. It's incredible, but no, thank you, Black Lives Matter, for for protecting black people from a statue of a monkey. Woo, okay, incredible. There's some less funny stuff like this. Parents rage as top New York City school plans to end advanced math program. Well, see, advanced math is racist. I don't know if you know this. Advanced math is white supremacy. That's why Asians are so good at it. I don't understand. I don't understand. No, I do understand. Actually, it's that diversity is our strength. And so to be more diverse, we have to lower our standards. Makes a lot of sense, of course. The man who slapped Macron is a medieval role player, likes anime, and described himself as a bit of a gamer. He's a bit of a gamer. Getting the high score for time behind bars for slapping a leader of a country. El Salvador wants to power crypto mines with 100% cheap renewable volcano energy. So yes, El Salvador, which I never realized because I don't speak Spanish, their country is called the Savior. That's what El Salvador means, the salvation. That's pretty cool. And they are now, they've now adopted Bitcoin as a legitimate currency and are now harvesting Bitcoin with the power of a volcano. So that's pretty cool. That's the type of headline I want to see in the future. It's like, here we are in the future where we're harvesting digital money from a volcano. Pretty cool. Self-driving cars, landing on Mars, like all this. Meanwhile, don't worry, black people, it's a monkey. Don't worry, it's a statue of a monkey. It's like our future is both amazing and beautiful and powerful and just the most ridiculous nonsense you've ever seen in your entire life. Amazing how we've gotten here. Now, this story, I had a sneaking suspicion. I knew that it was worse than it seemed, and turns out I was right. Canada's British Columbia grants Indigenous request to defer old-growth logging. Old-growth logging refers to trees which are over 250 years old, these monumental, just absolutely amazing trees in British Columbia. And this company called Teal Jones wants to harvest these old-growth trees that have been growing for twice as long as anybody's been alive. And they were prevented from doing so by a protest of the Indigenous community, which, congratulations. I think that's fantastic. Please prevent these ravenous billionaires from tearing down trees that are 250 years old. But the question is, what the hell is going on? Because you have, you know, climate protesters and environmental protesters standing up against this logging of this material. But then I wondered, because last time I heard the term old growth trees, I was doing a report about how Britain has been the first, for the first time in 50 years, they had gone a whole day without any electricity derived from coal. They didn't burn any coal for 24 hours, and actually they made up the lack of coal with biofuel and biomass. And that biomass that they were burning in this environmental effort to stop using coal were old growth trees from Virginia. They were 250-year-old trees from Virginia that they cut down, shredded down to chips and to pellets, shipped that across the ocean to the UK, and then burned those old growth trees because environmentalism. This is stupid, but this is where we are. And so I wonder if those old growth trees being saved in British Columbia by the Indigenous community were going to be used for biofuel. And it turns out some of them were. Research found that 12% of logged materials in the province of British Columbia is eventually broken down for the controversial biofuel. Often dubbed green and sustainable, it's meant to use residuals from the logging industry to create dense pellets which are burned to create energy. So, yes, 12% of the old growth trees logged in British Columbia are then just burned as biofuel because they don't want to use coal and natural gas because that is what the media has labeled as the bad energy fuels. Just stupid. It's just nonsensical. It's just hypocritical and, dare I say, special education. I'll say special education from now on, because that's what these mindsets truly are. A poll has found that Democrats are twice as likely as Republicans to end friendships over political disagreements because, you know, you're in a cult. You're in a cult that tells you separate yourself, demonize, and in fact grow to hate the people who oppose your ideological views that are based on retardation. Okay? This is how stupid you are. And that's the thing, is that you don't need to get rid of your friends if your ideas are correct. But what happens is, you know, people are very easily manipulated, and, you know, they've been manipulated. I mean, take this example. It's like they think that the world is going to end if we don't stop using, you know, carbon producing fuels, and they'll be very, you know, mad about this, and they'll celebrate. Yes, we didn't use coal for a whole day. It's a monumental watershed moment. This is incredible. And then you can point out, you know, they're tearing down old growth forests and then burning it. That's your solution. It doesn't, they can't comprehend, you know, they can't operate with that sort of cognitive dissonance. So what they do is they say, shut up, I hate you. That's their answer. It's their answer to all this stuff. You can point out, hey, the lockdowns don't work. Hey, the masks don't work. Hey, the vaccines don't necessarily work and are experimental and are indoctrinating you into a society of biotechnocratic control. And instead of reacting to this and responding to this as a human being, they're going to respond as a member of a cult and reject you for showing them the truth. That's what happens. Hey, according to Breaking 911, CDC no longer count cases of COVID-19 in those who are fully vaccinated unless they become hospitalized or die. Isn't it convenient if you're trying to prove that your vaccine is very effective, if you just say, we're no longer counting anybody who got the vaccine and got COVID? They just manipulate everything, and they're still wrong, and they're still easily provably wrong about everything. In fact, Donald Trump Jr. asks, in the last week alone, we've learned that the media, so-called fact checkers, and their big tech enforcers lied to us about the lab leak theory, about hydroxychloroquine, and about the clearing of Lafayette Square, all just to hurt Donald Trump. What else are they lying about? Great question, Donald Trump Jr. How long do you have? They're lying about everything. Every aspect of this has been a lie. The masks have been a lie. The lockdowns have been a lie. The vaccine is a lie. The creation of the virus was a lie. The fact that they didn't expect it was a lie. In the beginning, they lied that it wasn't from China. They lied that locking down the borders wouldn't have helped us. They lied about going to Chinatown and hugging your neighbor. They lied about the transmissibility. They lied about how dangerous it would be in the death rates. They lied about every single aspect of this entire event. I mean, everything about it. And you can go from there, because he mentions Lafayette Square. They lied about Black Lives Matter rallies. They've lied about January 6th endlessly. They lied about the election fraud. They lied about mail-in ballots. They lied about Russia collusion. They lied. I mean, all of these things are provable. All of these things, you know, have 2-year-long investigations that prove the lie to be completely wrong. But it's not just that they're lying. It's that after being thoroughly, uncontrovertibly debunked, they still repeat them. You think this is going to change them saying they cleared out a square for a photo
op? All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
As Western culture is turned upside down and the public is gaslit on every issue,
a federal judge in San Diego has overturned California's three-decades-old ban on assault weapons.
I just have to say that it's incredibly insulting for an activist judge to gaslight me and other survivors and minimize the hell that we've been through. As you noted, the courts have ruled over and over again that the Second Amendment is not unlimited.
Law and order transforms into crime and chaos, where the criminal has become the victim and the victim has become a statistic.
Thousands of California prison inmates suddenly found their prison sentences shortened this weekend thanks to a change in good behavior credits. This change includes nearly 20,000 inmates who are serving life sentences with the possibility of parole.
At the peak of the pandemic, the city released thousands of inmates from Rikers Island over COVID-19 fears. 250 inmates released have been rearrested, and some more than once.
On March 16th, Martinez was released early from Rikers because of COVID-19 concerns. Police say just 7 days later, he leaned into a parked car in Lower Manhattan with a box cutter and stole the passenger's cell phone. He was arrested and released. On April 6th, Martinez was arrested and released again after allegedly stealing from the Gourmet Garage on the same block. And again on June 3rd for throwing a rock through the storefront of this clothing and jewelry boutique called Lan on Greenwich Avenue.
There were some that were typically we would not want to release. There were people who had been involved in some assaults and assaults with deadly weapons.
The recidivism rate among Orange County inmates released early due to the pandemic is up 44%.
In essence, this judge is... it's a court-ordered crime spree that he has issued through this order, knowing that these are very serious offenders. 97 of the medically vulnerable are in for murder or attempted murder, 94 for child molestation, and that's not including the rest of the population that we'd have to consider for release.
Dina Love once again having to relive the murder of her brother, Kevin John Ruska, who was kidnapped and eventually died at the hands of Tariba Williams, who only served a quarter of her 84 years to life sentence for first-degree murder.
She should have spent the rest of her life behind bars.
Williams walking free after she was deemed at a high medical risk for the virus. The Yolo County District Attorney's Office was told she suffers a heart condition.
Bail reform, which began in California and has spread to other states, including Illinois, Nebraska, Indiana, and New York, has reduced the jail populations by at least 40% by eliminating cash bail for as much as 90% of arrests, turning the streets into one gigantic holding cell.
The blood of the children being shot by out-of-control gang members in our city is on your hands and on the hands of every person who does not make public safety a priority.
The police commissioner is making these comments in response to what's been a year saturated in violence. On Monday alone, there were 9 shooting incidents on city streets. And when police do make arrests, the commissioner says, there's often one common denominator. The suspects have been arrested several times before.
We're arresting somebody for pushing a woman down the stairs, and then we release them back into the streets. I
mean, this is craziness.
The Mockingbird Media's decision to ignore stories threatening the FBI's white supremacist narrative, promoted by the President of the United States,
you know,
no less.
The craziest part of this, you can find and share this video. It's John Bowne's latest. Rule of law is dead in America and criminals have taken over. The craziest part is they let people out on bail. That was paid by other people, right? Bail funds, millionaires pay into it, and then criminals take advantage of it. So there's no risk to them, right? The point of bail is that you will lose huge amounts of money if you violate it. And these are for serious infractions, like pushing a woman down the stairs. So it's like, you're going to go to jail for 10 years, but first, go have a weekend out on the town. Go wander around. Like, you're already going to jail for a very long time. You know that. But for a week or two or a month or so, go do whatever else you want. It's like, why would they not? They have nothing to lose and nothing at risk. Why would they not commit more crimes? Every criminal, as they mention, it's a rap sheet like 20, 30 felonies long.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. It is Thursday, June 10th, 2021, and the word of the day, or the phrase of the day, is all in. Are you all in, or are you going to fold? We are at the cusp of a crossroads. We are at the crossroads of humanity, and it's like the final hand of a poker tournament where the fate of the world is there at the center of the table. The globalists have gone all in, and now it's up to humanity. Do we go all in opposition, or do we fold to their tyranny? My guest, I know, is a man who is all in on this battle. Frank Kavanaugh, U.S. Army veteran and musician. He served as a military paralegal as well as a former member of the hit rock band Filter, where he played bass and sang backup vocals. Frank is an American First Patriot father and now provides outreach for veterans on social media under the term Full Metal MAGA. That's his Twitter handle, Full_Metal_MAGA. And I'm very excited to welcome to the show once again, Frank Kavanaugh. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Harrison, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be talking to you. I think that the things that are happening right now in the world it's a beautiful thing. Even though it's horrible, it's beautiful. And, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit. How are you doing, man?
I'm very good. As you can see, I've got just plenty to talk about. Oh, just more than enough stories to really get into with you here today. But you're right. It is a beautiful thing to see people stand up to this tyranny. I've been making it a point to try to show as many videos as possible every day of people standing up against this, speaking up against the school board, saying stop teaching critical race theory to my children, or people, you know, this beautiful woman, this ER nurse, saying, you know, I'm sick of being bullied. I feel like we have no rights and I'm not going to take it anymore. They can take my job, but I'm not taking their shot. Beautiful stuff. Really amazing. A silver lining, I guess, to a very dangerous thundercloud.
We have to understand that in order to fight the tyranny, everyone has to feel the tyranny. And so she's feeling the tyranny. You and I have already felt the tyranny. Most of the listeners have already felt the tyranny. We felt it. We know that this is going on. All in, it's great because I used to look at this whole thing as the death throes of the globalists, because when they're firing people, they're all in. They're firing. When they're forcing you to get a vaccine, they're all in. When they're They use a sexist Rachel Maddow to teach you how to not be a sexist, and you become a Miss Andrews. They use a Dr. Fauci who's anti-science to teach you science. And all of it is to create this complete confusion in everyone. So suicide goes up, fighting goes up, and we don't know what to believe. And it is exactly what the communists have used through time. And we have to understand something that I have to understand something now. And I'm glad that you said this, that they're not in their death throes. They're all in.
Right.
They're all in to win it right now. This is their final battle, and they think they're winning. They think if they just bully us more and more and more, and that's what this is a complete bullying campaign.
It's a bluff.
They think if they gaslight us that they'll win. But the thing is that John Goodall, or I think that's the guy who did, the man who just put that documentary out about January 6th, which I want to talk about later, their motivation is greed. It's greed and insecurity. And our motivation is the truth. And the truth is free. That's one thing. The truth, it hurts, and then it sets you free. Mm. And once you're free, you don't need any money to continue pursuing truth and to tell other people the truth. It's your duty. You're all in. It's all consuming, and it should be. And it's the best thing that will ever happen to anyone in your life is when you go all in for the truth. And you just let it all go, because you will shed the insecurities and the drama and the this for that that are associated with those people. Even though they'll shun you, they're doing you a favor. And you're going to have a whole new family and a whole new group of people. And surprisingly to some, not to me, and something that the globalists hate, is you're going to bring a whole bunch of people away from them. Because you're not the only one. It's the whole marble theory, Harrison, where there's been marbles going uphill on a teeter-totter. Now we're level, and it's at the point where the whole box of marbles is just going to slide down.
Right.
And, you know, the thing that we have to maintain is that they want us on their level. And if we believe in redemption, and if we believe that every single soul on this planet is sacred and deserves equality and deserves to live, then we can't go to their level, and we can't be happy with revenge, basically, because we're going to want to do that. So I'm happy because the tyranny is being felt, but it's not like I'm reading this book right now on Mao Zedong. And it's so exactly true what that lady said. They are using exactly the same techniques. And all of communism has failed throughout history, except one, China. China has not failed at communism. And China's tentacles are in everything. And China literally is the heir to Mao Zedong. They are Lucifer incarnate on the planet. That is China. The leader of China now in the Cultural Revolution hit his own father with his little red book and caused his father to die.
Mm.
And he wants to rule the world. It is our duty to be all in, because they are all in. This is the communists against the freedom fight that our grandparents fought, that our parents fought in Vietnam. And we're gifted to be alive right now to fight this. And we're gifted with knowing the truth. And that is our armor, and the shield of God is the truth. So,
wow. Very well said, man. You made a lot of good points there. And I'm wondering where to begin. Maybe we'll just start taking some phone calls. What do you think about that, Frank?
Awesome. I'm down.
Let's do it. Let's go to Simon in Florida, who wants to talk about the NIH, Fauci, and Collins pursuing human chimeras. Thanks for calling in, Simon. You're on the air with Frank Kavanaugh.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Mr. Harrison. You know, I don't normally waste your time. So Alex spent about 2 hours talking about the National Academy of Science consensus report that was talking about humanoid and organoid and human chimeras. And he did that on his afternoon show on Monday.
Yep.
But what unfortunately got overlooked, or there wasn't time for it, and I would beg your researchers to go back and look at this, is the first 15 pages where they list the members of the committees and the funding sources for the report as well. And in particular, you should look at the Dana Foundation, the Green Wall Foundation, and the main sponsor for that whole report that was talking about creating generations of human chimeras. So not just doing it in embryonic form, but actually bringing to puberty, breeding, doing another generation. They were the National Institute of Health that was the main funder for it. And there's the grant number there, and people can look up and see who signed off on the grant. And if you look at these two foundations, you've got the Dana Foundation that's basically spending a great deal of money trying to persuade judges in the United States and in the United Kingdom on the applicability of neuroscience and neural imaging in criminal cases. And to that end, they actually had two members of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., were on the National Academy of Science review panel. They stitched the whole process up by putting on two of the most senior judges in the whole of the United States on these panels. So when these ethical and legal issues come before federal judges, as they inevitably will, they're going to see judges three or four layers of minority above them actually were involved in writing the report.
Wow. So they're less likely to oppose it, thinking that it's already got the approval of the higher court. That's really amazing stuff. No, you do not waste our time, Simon. I really appreciate every time you call in, and we'll get Frank Kavanaugh's thoughts on this on the other side. Animal-human chimeras, they laughed at Alex Jones until the law got passed.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video, brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now to take advantage of our great sales. Introductory prices for the vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips, the multivitamin, and the vitamin D3 with calcium, gummy lemon flavor. You can get all of these for the introductory price of 25% off, or buy all three together and get 40% off the entire pack. And doing so helps support InfoWars and all that we do, including getting our great guest. My guest this hour is Frank Kavanaugh on Twitter at @full_metal_MAGA. The last caller, Frank, was Simon from Florida, and he talked about the fact that they are now introducing human-animal chimeras, talking about actually breeding them, so not just creating a singular, piece of work that then, they kill or dies, but actually creating a new self-replicating life form, that this was funded by the NIH, that this has been going on for years, and that the people on the board actually doing this are district judges or federal judges. So if this is ever challenged in court, they actually already have members of the court on the board making these decisions. What are your thoughts on this development of scientific Satanism?
That is, what did I say was Satan on the planet right now? China. That is another thing where China's into it. Let me ask you this, Harrison. How many stories do you have in front of you right now that you haven't talked about right now? Like estimated.
Oh, 15 probably, something like that.
Let's play a game.
All right. Let's play the game. I was going to tell you how many I had from China alone.
Well, I was going to say that I can connect every single one of those stories to China in some way.
Ah.
In some way. Everything is about China. All of our goals as patriots is to get on Chinese kill lists. That's what we should do. We should be so vocal. Critical race theory, China. The food situation, China.
Yeah.
The health situation, China. We should all be so vocal that the Chinese want us. Me and you are already on the list, Harrison. We have been for a while.
Oh, of course.
And they've been using social engineering and talking about making chimeras since 1937. Mao's been doing that. They went through a period where people were just numbers. You couldn't even be a name. You were just a number. And if you don't think that there's already chimeras in China that are in the military, you're crazy. You're just naive.
This is the thing, I bring it up too much, but it's like literally Lord of the Rings, where people see the growth of China. They see the power that China is exerting right now. And they say, we need some of that. We need that ring. We can just use it to our benefit rather than theirs, the AI, the chimeras, the anti-human stuff, the communism even. They say, yeah, that's what makes them powerful. So we can just use it ourselves, when in reality we should be saying, no, that's weakness. That's anti-human. We can actually prove that humanity and freedom and justice and goodness and love and liberty is more powerful than your evil. But now we're seeing expert after expert say, no, we need to embrace the AI, embrace the chimeras, embrace the anti-human scientific despotism, because that's what is the strength that we can now use against our enemies. It's like wanting to use the ring against Sauron. It doesn't work. You become the thing that you hate. So why even fight at that point?
There's only one thing you need to do with the Ring of Sauron, and that's destroy it. Exactly. And there's only one thing that you need to do with the ideology of globalism, and that's destroy it. You should dedicate your life to destroying it. AI, no. There should never be an artificial intelligence that is multiple times smarter than humanity. Okay?
And well, it's going to be. It shouldn't be making decisions for us. It shouldn't be dictating our lives for us. We can use it as a tool. But when you're saying basically organize society along the, you know, dictates of some mindless computer that's been programmed by someone who hates you, no thank you.
See, Satan is a trickster, and he's not a creator. He's a destroyer. So in order for him to manifest himself on Earth – now, this is my theory that people can agree with whether they want to or not, that I believe in the modern age – Satan has created its body in the World Wide Web, in the Internet, that's everywhere, that's reaching into my house right now, that's reaching into people that are watching us right now, into their homes. It's the AI is already there. The cameras are everywhere, which are the eyes of Satan. And so all it'll take is, boom, the AI becoming sentient or the turn on switch, and then Satan is here, and Satan is complete control grid clamping down on us.
Right.
The thing is that it's all artificial, and we can survive without electricity, but Satan can't. We can survive without the Internet, but Satan can't. So you have to prepare yourself to survive without that and try to get yourself in this plane now to survive without that as much as you can, because being interacting with nature, knowing how to do things that our grandparents did, working, sweating, going out and mowing your lawn instead of having paying someone to do it, that is going to connect you just a little bit back to nature, back to what millennial after millennial after millennial of humans have done. And the main thing they want to do is confuse, divide, make people so depressed they suicide themselves. That way they can refill. Basically, they're putting humanity through the boot camp of globalism right now. Hmm. That's what the whole COVID thing was, is it broke everyone down. And now they've identified everyone who's like, okay, I'm good. They've all gotten vaxxed. And the rest of us, they want to come after. The thing is they're so stupid. They're so Hunter Biden-like, because they're third-generation globalists, that they haven't realized that they've wakened the spirit of freedom. The spirit of humanity. Who's that gentleman, Bigo, that's in prison right now? He's like, be prepared to lose in the end. Back to, we're on the side of truth, and they are on the side of Lucifer. And the Lucifer's controlling agent on the planet is China.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's almost like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's like 6 degrees of communist China. Because you're right, you know, anything related to COVID, obviously, goes right back to China. Anything related to communism goes right back to China. I mean, it's really not hard to find one or two, you know, angles of separation towards, if not communist China itself, at the very least, the ideology that brought communist China about in the first place, the critical race theory, same as the critical theory that brought about Mao's rise, as was explained to us by a survivor of that rise earlier today in that video that we showed, as she's speaking out saying, I've seen this before, and it's exactly the same thing. Now, we have a lot more videos to go to. We also have a lot of calls to take. We'll try to take two or three calls in the next segment. Myself and Frank Cavanaugh will try to answer your questions or take your comments there. And lots of videos, like I said, to show you. Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former Pfizer VP, has made a video where he's talking about the danger of the vaccines. Dr. Fauci, of course, you brought this up, has said that he is science and that questioning him is to question science. And you know, talk about Satan on Earth. It's a cult, and he's a cult leader, and we'll show you that video and get into it as well. You know, Amazon Sidewalk is what you're talking about, all of these devices now being hooked up to a singular control grid so they can be accessed anywhere and are all interconnected and can now be given to law enforcement or anybody else that wants to surveil and control you. And then, of course, you point out, I think that's great. COVID has been the globalist boot camp, because just like any brainwashing venture, whether it's the cult or the military, you can't build up somebody in your image until you break them down and destroy them. So that's what we've been through, is the breaking down over the last year. Now they're trying to rebuild us in the Great Reset insect-like bug mold that they see humanity as.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, folks. folks. Frank Kavanaugh is my guest. His Twitter at @full_metal_MAGA. And it's a very entertaining Twitter thread, if I may say so. A great profile to visit to get you up to date on the info war and the developments therein. We're going to go to phone calls. We're going to try to get to as many as possible this segment and continuing to the end of the hour. But, Frank, I got to tell you this story because it just came out as we were live on air from Axios. Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits that the U.S. has been pumping out over the last year, with the bulk likely ending up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates. This, again, from Axios. Half of the pandemic's unemployment money may have been stolen. They're saying up to $400 billion in fraudulent claims have been siphoned out of the American taxpayer funds and sent to criminals and foreign adversaries around the globe. Half of the pandemic's unemployment money. This is jaw-dropping to me.
Are you sure that wasn't like written into the plan? Because every federal plan, everything is a money laundering scheme, you know. And what did like some foreign lobbyists be like, make it easier so that, you know, who knows if that wasn't led by a state sponsor like China or Iran?
Frank,
you know?
it's like we can't tell the difference between governmental policy and criminality at this point. It's like, so half of the unemployment was stolen by foreigners, but at the same time, the government is giving out hundreds of billions of dollars to foreigners. Like, it's the same thing, I guess. One is not formally approved, but it's the same thing. Criminals are shutting down pipelines while Biden is shutting down pipelines. It's like you can't tell the difference between the criminals and the Democrats at this point.
You can't, because it's the same thing, because we are at war. What we all have to start realizing is that they're at war with us. Like, I have a lot of liberal friends. I was listening to NPR and I was just like, I can't even believe this, how they frame everything. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's so wrong. They're like, no, that's the way it is.
Right.
And those people, they actually believe this. Remember, they're members of a cult. Okay. They show all the signs of a cult. So they actually believe the cognitive dissonance that is repeatedly happening, where they're getting shown, look how bad the vaccine is, look how bad this is, look how bad that is. And they're constantly going back to that Stockholm syndrome, is because they're members of a cult. So they've gone through the brainwashing of COVID, the boot camp of COVID. They need to now be deprogrammed. Yep. And that's where it's going to be, you know, the hardest part, because we have to understand something, that they've spent generations dumbing everybody down, making people think that it's successful to do zero physical labor. When, you know, you look at like the whole micro thing that's going on, that's great. And that all comes from a place of insecurity.
Right.
And our biggest weapon given to us by God is strength, to be in their face saying, this is completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I grew up.
Well, it's just like this woman, this ER nurse. It's just like, that's the strength that we need. That's what we need to encourage, because, you know, they have their ideological brainwashing while we have our own ideology, except ours is not based off of dependency and weakness and blame. It's based off of strength and humanity and freedom and liberty and something everybody can get behind that you don't have to be indoctrinated into, because you feel it in your heart. And when you recognize it, your soul sings and harmonizes with the rest of humanity. So I can't believe this. But we actually have a caller who I don't know if it's exactly the same, but Jim from New Jersey wants to talk about South African farmland being sold to China. Same thing happening here. Huge swaths of America being sold off to Chinese communists, including some very strategically valuable land in Texas and elsewhere. Once again, it's like, it could be seen as a criminal act, but it's our government doing it to us. So it's the criminals and the government, once again, seemingly the same people doing the same thing. Jim in New Jersey, thanks for calling in. What's this information about South African farmland being sold to China?
Yeah, I was just watching a documentary over the weekend, and it was just some revealing some things that I didn't know about. And I'm not sure how accurate it is, but I'm assuming it's pretty accurate. But evidently, you know, they're seizing, you know, farmlands from white farm owners and basically putting them out in the streets. They're living in like tent cities, scrapping for food, digging for food. And they're seizing, you know, seizing their farmland, but they're not putting the farms back to use to produce. They're selling the land to China. So this is what, you know, that's what I heard in this documentary. I don't know if like Greg Rees or somebody can maybe do something, but there's some parallels to what's going on here. Like the Biden administration, you know, not giving loans to white farmers, you know, those kind of things. Oh, you know,
the language we're seeing in America today is verbatim exactly what you heard in South Africa. When all of that was going down, and we've seen what's happened to South Africa since then. What was the name of this documentary, Jim?
You know, it was called God in a Nutshell.
Hmm.
And it was just like a professorial type of documentary, but and I'm not exactly sure. You know, I'm just going by what was pronounced it, but that part of the documentary was very interesting as to what's going on there. You know, and they have no place to go. So like certain, like I think, you know, when I've looked at this before, a lot of farmers left South Africa before this happened. You know what I mean? Because actually their lives are at stake.
Yeah.
But they're
being slaughtered. And many of these farmers are on farms that have been in their families for many, many generations. I mean, their families have been there for over 100 years. They literally don't have connections to other countries. So, like, where they're supposed to go, they are the occupants of this land. They own it. They've farmed it, tilled it. Nobody was there before them doing any of this. And yet the land is now being stolen, you know, under the guise of racial justice. But then it's being sold off to China. Another great documentary is called Empire of Dust. That shows China colonizing what was former the Belgian Congo and treating the Africans with even more disdain than the Belgians ever did. And basically just, you know, laughing at the Africans and doing nothing to help them while, you know, expropriating all of their resources. So China is absolutely colonizing Africa, and they're doing it at the, you know, with the agreement and cooperation of the corrupt African governments. But what are your comments on this, Frank?
If you want to know what's – if look to South Africa to see the future of what's happening in America.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, where South Africa was an apartheid state. I when I was in my 20s, I protested against apartheid, okay? And so instead of an equality, they want a subjugation. And that's what's happening in South Africa, where if you're a white farmer, you are the enemy. There's hundreds of white farmers have been killed. The same thing, not giving funds to white farmers in America, is exactly the same thing. So the whole ownership by the left on anti-racism and we're for civil rights, they've completely flipped. The pendulum goes back and forth through history. And the pendulum of tyranny and totalitarianism is on the left in America. And they are being controlled by China. China has their fingers in South Africa. China has their fingers in American farmers not getting money. China's buying land in America. It's amazing. But once you realize that they've been doing this for almost 100 years now, the Comintern started in 1923 or something like that in Soviet Russia. And they have been and they have a whole different goal set where their population is forced to be as smart as they can and work as well as they can. And if they're not, then they go to the gulag or they go to the horrible job. And we are blessed to be alive at this time where we can now make history like our grandparents made history. And beautifully, it doesn't have to be violent. If we just use the strength of our voices, we can make this whole thing turn around before it turns violent. Because the only one who wins in a civil war is China. That's it. The UN will be in here and China will be our peacekeepers. So just remember that this is it. Right now. Everything you've been waiting for your whole life is happening right now.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air. About looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This video on Twitter yesterday. I hadn't seen it. Dan Lyman, editor of Europe InfoWars. Total rock star. My guest today, Frank Cavanaugh. Total rock star. I just, you know, it's a rocking kind of day here at InfoWars and American Journal. So I thought we'd start with a little music from our very own Dan Lyman as we close out the hour with Frank Cavanaugh and more of your calls. I thought that was fun. Dan posted on Twitter, so I figured that's fair game. I don't know. I thought that was very fun.
Yeah, I'm going to go listen to that. It sounds good. For
it's
sure.
Good, right? Awesome. Yeah, it's called the band's called Halos. Amalgam was the official music video. It really good, actually. I was listening to it this morning getting ready.
He's a great journalist, and I'm sure he would be a great musician. And that's something that we all have to understand is that they've compartmentalized us so much and made us all so, like, specialists that people identify, I'm just this one thing. And you are meant to be a gem with multifacets, and you need to be everything that God wants you to be. And if you feel like you need to do something else in life, do it. Do music. Do art. I went back to college and went into the legal field after the Army in my 40s, just because I felt like doing it. That nurse who got fired, it's a traumatic event, okay? But when I wanted to learn how to skateboard, I had traumatic events on my thighs and my knees and my shins a bunch. When I wanted to learn how to play guitar, it hurt my fingers to play guitar. And so it's going to hurt everyone to learn freedom again. Like in that documentary, Eisenhower said, we're exercising our freedom, not defending our freedom. That's what the last couple generations did. They were so free. They could do whatever they want. And they got really, really spoiled. A bunch of spoiled rich kids. And we're not the spoiled rich kids. We've seen it. We felt it. And they're all going to feel it too. And we're here to be welcome back to the fold. That's all we should say.
To be human again.
And you will be forgiven. So, you know, that's what we have to. That's the most important thing, I think, besides the fact that, you know, how bad China is.
right. No, but it's good. You know, we've got the bad, but you've got the corresponding good. And there's a great, entomologist, I think. I can't remember what the term is. Studies insects, strangely enough. E.O. Wilson, very famous biologist. And he did an interview for Esquire a couple decades ago, I think, where they asked him, you know, about what it means to be human and what's special about us. And, you know, because his big topic of study was ants. And by all metrics, you could say ants are more successful than humans. Their societies run better. There's more of them than there are of us. I think even by mass, there's more ants than humans, not just as a one-to-one, but in terms of mass. I mean, that's massive. And so, you know, the question was like, if ants are so great, like, you know, what's great about humans? Clearly the ants are better organized. Their structures are more secure. They're, you know, more impressive from a architectural standpoint. And he said, well, what makes us humans is that we can multitask. Ants are programmed. They do one thing. They don't consider anything else. They're a worker. They work. They dig. All they do is dig. They dig, 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 sleep, dig, die. That's all they do. Humans are multifaceted. We can do any number of things. And yet it's the communist idea that we should be more like the ants, that actually, you know, you just being in your position as a cog in the machine is the most valuable thing. And don't get too uppity about it either. You just do what you're supposed to do. We are in favor of a multifaceted liberty-minded freedom that allows you to express your humanity in all of its glorious form. And that's annoying to the people who want to control everybody and everything. But with that, let's go out to the phone calls, because we've got some people who have heroically held on for a very long time, and I do so appreciate it. Brian in New Hampshire wants to talk about the LGBT movement. This is a follow-up to our conversation with Judge Joe Brown. Thanks for calling in. Brian, you are on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Harrison. How you doing, brother?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate that.
Have to. Hey, listen, so I just kind of wanted to hit on the same kind of subjects they were hitting on, just put something out there, because I got a lot of family and friends, and, you know, I know some people in the quote LGB whatever community, and it's disturbing to me, honestly. And that's kind of what I call to talk about, is honesty and people, because with this whole, like, this new, he put it perfectly, this new state-run religion, basically, a cult in my eyes is what it's becoming.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are feeling the same way. They don't agree with it at all. It's disturbing. It's, in my opinion, it's a mental illness. And it really stems from a lot of things, but, you know, between childhood. childhood neglect and maybe, broken families or whatever you want to say. But regardless, I think it needs to be talked about more and brought out to the public more, because I know a lot of people that agree with me, but they're scared or nervous to voice their opinions to friends or family or in public at all, because this movement's become so big and it's now you're basically turned into this horrible, awful person if you don't agree with it.
Right, right. And that's the thing about it, right? You don't want to offend or insult or, cause hurt to people that you love. I mean, I have members of my family that are gay, and one in particular that came out to me, and it's like, you tell them, like, look, I love you. Nothing's going to change about that. This is not going to impact the way I feel about you or our relationship in the slightest, but I do got to let you know. And he's a little bit younger than me. I was like, there's a lot of predators out there. It can be a dangerous community. The disease is the risk is much higher factor for disease. Like you should be careful. If you need to talk to, an older person that knows this and can help guide you through it, like maybe I can set that up, but just know, like, there's a lot of really sick people that will want to take advantage of you, and you talk to them in sort of a loving way and let them know, like, look, if you want to have this as your lifestyle, like, personally, you and me, there's nothing, I don't feel any differently about you, but you got to know, like, this, it's not all rainbows and unicorn like they promote it. And on the other hand, it has a little bit to do with it, but the fact that somebody's gay is not why I don't want them in a dress reading to my child. It's because that's sexualizing children, right? I mean, that's the thing. And I know the gay people in my family see this and think this is sick, this is gross. But just like Black Lives Matter suddenly, tries to speak for all black people, and if you disagree with them, you hate black people. It's like, okay, if you don't want, some 200-pound man with a beard and a dress and dressed up like a mermaid rubbing his fake boobs all over your child, suddenly you hate gay people? No, you reject that paradigm, you reject that dichotomy, and you speak the truth from a position of love. Frank, I saw you sort of putting your head down there. What's your feelings on this?
Well, if you look into this is connected to China too. But Brian, thank you for calling about this subject, because and saying that we need to be more vocal, because I have someone in my family who is transgender, who is my oldest child, who just turned 18, and I have not been public about it at all.
Wow.
And I know by nature that if you suppress something, that it's just going to explode. And I know myself as a teenager in high school, if you told me not to do something, I was going to do it more. So I was with my child the whole time, and I said, I love you. You're yourself. You don't need to be defined as any sex at all. This is all a cult. They're lying to you. They used suicide, emotional blackmail to try to get me to allow my kid to take hormones. I never allowed my kid to do that. I had to fight tooth and nail, but I had to be so careful not to come across as anti-transgender. That what you need to do is you need to say, I fight against my child becoming a drug addict and being addicted to heroin their whole life. I do not want my kid being addicted to hormones their whole life. Why are we making kids drug addicts for the rest of their life? And thank God my kid went through that and is now their own person who's neither anything. Okay. But they tried to take the custody away. That there's something now that, since I just kind of came out now, I really need to talk about this, because this is the pandemic that's happening now in the world, where they believe if they can destroy 99 kids and change their nature to save one, it's okay. And that's
can't believe you brought this out in the last segment. All right, well, we're going to have Frank Kavanaugh back on very soon, because he's just revealing this, and it's an incredible story, and it's something that needs to be talked about right now. Well, even as tantalizing as you were, thank you so much for coming on, Frank. It's always an absolute pleasure bringing some sunshine to this cold, dark world.